WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're eating on autopilot? You grab whatever's quick and easy, mindlessly shoveling it down while scrolling through your phone. Sound familiar? Well, I'm Logan Cruz, your friendly neighborhood guide to emotional mastery and self-control. And let me tell you, mindful eating is a game changer. Not just for our waistlines, but for our mental health too. We live in this crazy fast-paced world where everything demands our attention. We multitask like it's a superpower, constantly bombarded with notifications and to-do lists. But when it comes to meals, we often neglect the one thing that truly fuels our bodies and minds. Conscious consumption. Think about it, eating is more than just fueling up. It's a sensory experience, a chance to connect with your body's needs, and a powerful tool for managing stress and emotional well-being. And believe me, mastering mindful eating can be as transformative as finding that perfect pair of jeans. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will turn you into a mindful eating ninja. First up, slow down. Seriously, put down your phone, step away from the screen, and savor each bite. You know those commercials where people take one blissful sip of coffee and it transforms their day? Well, that feeling isn't just for fancy beverages applied at mindset to your meals. Notice the texture, the aroma, the flavors dancing on your tongue. This simple act alone can help you feel more satisfied and reduce mindless overeating. Ever feel like you finish a meal and think, "Whoa, I ate way too much?" That's often because we haven't truly registered the taste of fullness cues. Next, listen to your body. Forget those arbitrary diet rules and pay attention to what your body is actually telling you. Are you genuinely hungry, or are you reaching for food out of boredom, stress, or habit? Think about it. That late-night pizza craving when you're feeling overwhelmed is it truly your stomach's call or your mind trying to escape reality? Learning to differentiate between physical hunger and emotional eating is a huge step towards mindful eating. Remember, food shouldn't be your sole comfort mechanism. We have so many other amazing ways to soothe ourselves. Third, choose nourishing foods. It's not about deprivation, it's about making choices that fuel your body and mind. Think of your meals as an investment in your overall well-being. Would you fill up your car with low-grade gasoline? Probably not, right? So why treat your body any differently? Opt for whole and processed foods that are bursting with nutrients, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats, the good stuff. Fourth, make mealtime a mindful ritual. Create a peaceful setting free from distractions. Put away those screens and engage all your senses, smell the aromas, feel the texture of your food, appreciate the vibrant colors on your plate. This simple shift can transform your eating experience into a moment of genuine enjoyment and connection with yourself and your food. And finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment before each meal to express appreciation for the nourishment you're about to receive. Remember where your food comes from, the effort involved in bringing it to your table, and the incredible gift of being able to eat. This attitude of gratitude can shift your entire perspective on food and make every bite more meaningful. Okay, let's get real, imagine this. You're rushing through your day, juggling work deadlines, errands, and that ever-growing to-do list. Then, you find yourself mindlessly grabbing a bag of chips at the vending machine because you deserve it after a stressful morning. Sound familiar? Now, picture this. Instead of reaching for those chips, you pause, take a deep breath, and consciously choose to eat a nourishing salad packed with fresh veggies and protein. You savor each bite, appreciating the vibrant flavors and textures. This mindful choice not only fuels your body, but also reduces stress and boosts your mood. That's the power of mindful eating. It's about making conscious choices that nourish both your body and mind. So remember, slow down, listen to your body, choose nourishing foods, create a mindful ritual around mealtimes, and practice gratitude. These 5 simple steps can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. You got this. Now, go forth and conquer those meals with mindfulness and intention. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about mindful eating and create a world where we nourish ourselves both physically and mentally. Until next time, keep it balanced, keep it stoic, and keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.